to say before I get started this morning what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to be here. Brother Bill Cole called me back last year. I wasn't able to attend, and he told me that I'd been selected to preach the doctrinal sermon. I was excited and fearful at the same time, and I'm certainly thankful for the confidence that the association has placed in me. I'm thankful for your prayers. I'm thankful for the efforts of this association. I'm glad to be able to be here this morning. The Lord gave me the call to preach right after I got saved. Now, like a lot of people, I was very hesitant to answer that call. I went a great number of years running from the call to preach, running from the Lord. And it wasn't some idea I had. It wasn't something I had thought up for myself to do because I thought it would be good. I was the last person in the world who wanted to be standing up in front of anyone. I didn't want to be seen. I certainly didn't want to be heard. I kind of wanted just to slip in and out and not be noticed whatsoever. But it's not about what I can do or what I'm able to do. But it's about what the Lord can do through us if we let Him. So many times we're hesitant to allow God to be God. Allow Him to do the things He is able to do. All He asked is for us just to be willing. Be willing to go forward. I have a thought that's been weighing on our heart for a few weeks now. It's very simple and yet complex at the same time. What is the gospel? What is it? What does it mean to you? What is this good news of Jesus Christ? What is it that men and women have believed so strongly throughout the generations that they were willing to lay down their lives, to sacrifice everything, to push this gospel forward so future generations would be able to hear? What is the gospel this morning? What is this gospel that can offer a person eternal life? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Tells us here, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. You know, here Paul, he warns us that in these last days, men will not endure sound doctrine, but that they would have itching ears, believe fables. I believe we are living in some of the last days. That sooner or later, the Lord, He's going to say, that's enough. He's going to call His children home, and we'll finally be in that place that He's going to prepare for us. And what a glorious time it's going to be. But until that time comes, we as born-again children of God have the obligation, have the responsibility to go out and to share this blessed gospel that has been paid for with blood and sacrifice, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the one who gave His life on Calvary's cross, paid the price for my sins, for your sins, for all sins, for those who would believe. He paid that price. That is the gospel message that must be shared in this day and time, more so now than ever before. Why? Because we are running out of time. We're running out of time. You can see the things going on around us. You can see the things that take place in our country and in the world around us. And it lets us know He's told us that His time of coming is drawing near. That being so this morning, it shouldn't be something that makes us fear. It shouldn't be something that makes us worry. But it should be something that excites us, that really gets us going. And we ought to have that great drive to go out and to tell our churches, to tell our families, even though they don't want to hear it, we need to preach the gospel. Amen. It's their only hope. It's their only hope. I have so many in my family. They see me coming, they turn around and start running. They won't even talk to me. But I'm going to keep chasing after them. I'm going to keep talking to them because they need to hear the gospel. It's not our opinions that people need to hear. It's not what we think about something that people need to hear. But it's the truth of the gospel that they need in their hearts and lives. They need it. Turn with us to the book of Matthew for just a few moments. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. Listen here. It says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Turn over with us to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Listen here. Verse 17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, Jesus, he came preaching the very same message, and it's the very same message that we would preach this morning. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, I don't know how you are, but sometimes I struggle. The devil begins to whisper in the back of my mind, your church is getting tired of hearing you. They're getting tired of hearing the same old thing preached Sunday after Sunday. All you ever do is preach the same old thing. Well, I don't know anything better to preach than the very same message that Jesus, the living Word of God, came preaching. And it's that same old story. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus came preaching this message. John the Baptist, he preached this message before Jesus. It's the very same thing that we preach in this day and time. And they need to hear it. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And are you ready? I hope that you are. I hope you can say you are. But if not this morning, I hope you get ready. I hope that you would be prepared to meet the Lord, because He is coming back. And I want all to be prepared. You know, but the sad fact and the truth of the matter is, all are not prepared. All are not ready. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Listen here what he says. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day. Here is the gospel. It's the gospel truth this morning. It's the same old story that was being preached over 2,000 years ago. It was the same old story that was preached the day that I got saved. It's the same old story that was preached when my son was saved, when my youngest daughter was saved, when my middle daughter was saved. It's the very same gospel that was preached the day my wife got saved. It was good enough for my mother. It was good enough for my dad. It was good enough for my aunts and uncles who know the Lord, and it's good enough for me. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done for me. It's good enough. It's the very same gospel that pierced the heart of a 7-year-old boy. It's the very same gospel that I ran from for the next 10 years of my life. Oh, but the day I believed, there was something special that took place in my heart. All that burden, all that sin, all that worry, that fear of dying and going to a devil's hell, it was gone. And in come the peace and the glory and the hope and the love that I never knew. I was set free. I'd been saved by the grace of God. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God for Jesus Christ, the one who paid the price for my sins. I couldn't pay them myself. I don't have everything I might ever achieve, everything I might ever gain in my life. It wouldn't be enough to purchase this gospel. Everything that I might ever do, it wouldn't be enough to earn my way into heaven. You know, it seems like this day and time, the gospel is challenged on any and all sides. People say, well, you can live a good enough life. You can be a good enough person. Just live a good moral life. That's not going to get you to heaven. There's only one way. There's only one truth. There's only one life to be had, and it's in the hand of Jesus, and He wants more than anything to give it to this lost and dying world, but it only applies to those who would believe. What sets us apart this morning? We have believed the gospel. We have believed in the one who came, who gave His life on Calvary's cross, who paid that price for our sins. Not only did He die, but He rose again on that third day. Thanks be unto God for what He's done. Because if it wasn't for Him, we would have no hope this morning. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what He's done. The very same gospel. When I believed, I received salvation. It is the only way to salvation this morning. I hope and pray all would be ready. I hope and pray. I don't know anyone's heart. You may be here this morning and not know where you stand. This gospel is good enough. This gospel is a gospel for all. For all. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. All need a Savior. Verse 24 says, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that this in Christ Jesus, whom God have set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. This morning, He has done so much for me. Why is it that I have peace this morning? Why is it that I have a hope this morning? Because I know in whom I have believed. I know my God is real this morning because I feel Him in my heart and in my soul. I know where my faith stands this morning. It is placed securely in the one who paid the price for me. It cannot be removed. It cannot be taken away. It's not left up to me to keep. It's not left up to me to hold on to myself. I am kept by the blood that was shed, safe in the arms of Jesus. Never could I be ripped away. That hope that we have this morning, it is so special. It is greater. It's greater than anything this world has to offer. It's greater than our riches. It's greater than the things we can obtain. There's nothing that holds a candle in the light to the joy that we feel in our hearts. Having that peace and knowledge of knowing, to be able to lay our head on our pillows at night and to know that should we not see the sunrise in the morning, it's going to be all right because we'd be there with Jesus in heaven above. Oh, there's no sweeter, There's no sweeter thing for a person to know. John chapter 3 verse 16 said, "Whosoever, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans in chapter 10 verse 13, it tells us here some of the very same scriptures. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Verse 14, "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." You know, I believe each one of us here that have been called to preach the gospel, oh, we all have that same burden. We all have that same desire. We all face the same trials, the same struggles, day in and day out, going through this world, this lost and dying world. We have that great burden to go out and to share and to spread and to let people know that there is hope, that there is one who came and died and gave His life, who if they would believe, they would be saved. And have that way into heaven. This morning, He is your only way. Revelation 22 verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will let him take the water of life freely." Whosoever. It's not limited to an American. It's not limited to people of Jewish religion. It's not limited to any one person. It's whosoever would believe. There are no stipulations. There are no stipulations. What holds the gospel back? It's not God. It's not Jesus. I'm sad to say this morning so many times, it's the one looking back in the mirror at me. The times I'm afraid to speak. The times I'm afraid to speak for Him. The times I'm afraid to stand. The times when I'm motioned and pushed and drawn to say something. And I step back and put my hands in my pocket and do absolutely nothing. I believe every church here this morning, we're all facing the same problems. We know what they are. Let's not be so downtrodden by the problems. Let's look to the solution. Amen. This morning.
Amen.
Let's look to Jesus. Let's go out. Let's go forward. Let's put on our armor. Let's grab our shield. Let's put on the helmet. Let's go out and go forward and march forward in this lost and dying world while we have that time and opportunity to do so. Because there's a day coming when no man will work. There's a day coming when our work here will be over. We just heard the obituary report of those who've gone on to be with the Lord. They've received the reward. A home in heaven above. Grace, peace, and glory that surpasses all our understanding. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man the things that have been prepared for us over there. But I do know one thing. One day I'm going to see Him. One day I'm going to be there. Why? Because of what He's done for me.
Amen.
Because I have believed. What is the gospel this morning? To the world, it's a joke. To a lost person, it's your only hope.
Right.
To a person who's been saved, it's the truth.
Amen.
That sets you free. I don't know anyone's heart here this morning, but if you desire to be set free, it can be so if you'll listen to the Lord. Listen to that still small voice. This gospel, it's a gospel for all. It's not limited to one person. Whosoever doesn't leave anyone out. It's the gospel for the good old boy, the good old girl that's been carried to church since they were a week old. It's the same gospel. It's good enough for the one sitting on death row this morning. people who many times, more than not, have done things that we believe is so vile and so heartless. How could anyone love or care for them? Jesus does. I'm thankful that He had mercy on me. I'm thankful for the grace and the mercy I feel in my heart. I'm thankful for this gospel that was preached the day I got saved. I'm thankful for my brothers that stand on Sunday morning and on Wednesday evenings, that stand during revivals and preach this blessed gospel. I know sometimes it's difficult, but seeing as these are the last days that we're in, it should give us all the more gumption to press forward while we have time. It's the same gospel that is free to the poor beggar. It's the same gospel that all the rich man's money can't buy because he can't afford it. It's the same gospel for the Republican, for the Democrat, for whosoever Amen. Would believe. Amen. This gospel applies to all. There's no one good enough that don't need to hear the gospel. There's no one bad enough that's gone so far they can't be saved. That's not a different set of things you must do based on the level in society. This gospel is for all. Whosoever believes this gospel shall be saved. Will you believe it this morning? I hope and I pray that you have the same hope that I do this morning. I hope that you would be ready when the time comes. This gospel is once and for all. It is the only true gospel that there is. Jesus stood as a lamb slain before the very foundation of the world. John chapter 19 verse 30, we see there in those verses of scripture, Jesus there on the cross being crucified for the sins of all mankind. Here was the reason He came. And what was it that He said? It is finished. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 through 27. These verses of scripture here. Verse 22, it says, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself." Jesus offered himself once. What was it he said there in verse 22? "By so much was Jesus made a surety of better testament." What is a surety? It's a guarantee. I know what I feel in my heart this morning. I know I have the guarantee because what He has done for me. Jesus came once. Jesus died once. Jesus rose. And once, one more time, He's coming back to claim that which is His. The animal sacrifices that used to take place, they had to be over. They just took the sin from all those generations and rolled it forward, rolled it forward, rolled it forward, until it came time for the final, ultimate sacrifice to give His life on that cross. Jesus came and offered Himself once, and He said, "It is finished." There's not another Savior coming. There's not another way that's going to be offered, despite what the world might say, despite what other people might think, despite different ones' interpretations. There is only one way. This gospel was once and for all. If a person is going to escape hell and spend eternity in heaven, believing this gospel is the only way you're going to get there. Right. Believing the one who came and paid the price for your sins. That's the only way you'll get there.
Amen.
So what should we as preachers of the gospel do in these last days? Preach the gospel. Not my opinion. Not your opinion. Not what fits the circumstances of my life or your life. Not what my congregation or what your congregation would like to hear. But the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's worth talking about if you really want to get down to it. It's the only thing worth having. That same old story, that same old gospel, just as it has always been. That same gospel is for all. That same gospel was once and for all. What is the gospel this morning? You could sum it up in one word: Jesus. Thank you for hearing me this morning. The Lord's finished with me.
The Barker.